Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
How many? It'll be six and a baby. Coming this fall. From Searchlight Cinemas. Six and a Baby. The story of a small town Kansas girl who liked black guys. And her strange family.
And her stage. I feel like they are the... If you don't know what a microaggression is...
Yeah, that's definitely
watch
over.
Emily's Family.
Agree.
That, I think that is such a good example.
Especially this episode.
Good thing to... And also, coming next year... Six adults, a baby, and a half, because there's another one on the way.
Six and a half and a baby. When they go out to eat, it's always a production. That's the tagline.
And there's more than one bun in the oven.
What will five adults, one baby, say to an African from Cameroon?
Woo!
Wow. And they're eating Italian food.
Named... Temperature. Not Templeton, the gay rat from Winnie the Pig, or not Winnie the Pig.
Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's Web.
I'm very upset we did not, there should have been someone on the crew say, so Temperature, where'd you get your name from?
Well,
nothing.
David said, her dad said, why is his name?
Right. And Cody's like, that's just his name.
That's his name.
But I'm saying what should have been a confessional was Temperature saying, they call me Temperature because of a blah, blah, blah. I'm so hot. Blah, blah,
I wonder
blah,
if that's
blah.
His Christian name.
It is not his name.
I don't know. I don't know the names in Cameroon.
No one is named Temperature.
I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe his brother's or sister's name is Fahrenheit. Maybe it's a theme.
He's got
a brother, Celsius.
That would just be cruel.
What? Well, got but a cousin no. named Squall. Like a squall, like a storm.
But what does that have to do with temperature?
Just weather. Just weather.
That makes no sense.
I'm glad now you quickly made...
That's what I have a problem with.
I'm glad you quickly made sense of it.
If those were a game of categories, Squall wouldn't belong.
I'm glad names have to be defined as a subcategory in pyramid.
Yes. No, I think we can obviously Temperature is a nickname. I'm saying it was a misstep by production. It's not saying, so Temperature, where'd you get your nickname from?
Yeah, it is.
It's a simple misstep, and we're all waiting for it.
There's a lot of other things that happened. So yeah. Maybe they said it and they edited it out.
What? Why?
I don't, because there was a lot of, because this dinner conversation was uncomfortable.
True. But why did we need, did we really need Beanie and Ari segment then? That kind of check-in, fast-forward
that,
of there?
That was the weirdest thing.
I was concerned because I did, and I felt a little cheated because I said on the podcast.
Y'all, we're back
in
at
Denver.
Poodle's house, by the way. This is Reality Gaze.
We finished our tour in Denver. But
if you're watching Intimate Portrait, you're sitting right here back on this couch with us.
Hi. I'm petting your hair right now.
I'm tapping your leg and say, it's going to be fine, honey. That's what I'm doing.
That sounds strangely grooming. I need to say that. We need more from them. And I can't believe I would say that.
From Ari and Benny?
Their story has been
a disappointment.
Cringe fest. But I'm saying every time they were there, with Leandro there and the MMA fighting,
I know.
It was entertainment. But then we get to one point and we kind of peters out.
There's more than we know.
I know.
Something. We'll talk about it in the segment.
Because they filmed a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
The other thing is we know we have at least 4 more episodes.
It feels like we don't.
Right.
It doesn't feel like we do. Have
so there must be 3 tell-alls.
I told you earlier I could see this being a 3-part tell-all.
So
I said it. And I think
that means we've got, I think we have 2 more full episodes and 3 tell-alls. Because is this the first show that we've announced that since Hey has been fully at the trailer dropped? Yes.
I think so, yeah.
So, y'all, Hey, season Flibberty Gibbet, 8, 7?
Hey.
8, 7.
Is that?
7. I think it's 7.
Whatever.
Happily
Ever
After season 7, it was announced.
The new one.
I'm going to go ahead and say it if your head's been the sand.
Oh, the new couples, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, Michael, Angela.
Or you're going to do it.
Well, no, I just kind of...
I was just looking them up.
Michael, Angela, which Kim and Usman... And then we're going to have...
Which I'm kind of excited about.
We have Libby and Andre.
Yeah,
and
shocker.
And then we also... Hold on, let me see if I remember. Libby and Andre. And then we have Kim and Ed, who we're not going to be covering.
Nope.
Liz and Ed.
Liz
who
and
we're
Ed.
Not going to be covering.
And Jenny and Submit.
Jenny and Submit. That's 6.
Anybody
else?
People are screaming. Yara and Jovi.
Yara and Jovi, so maybe we're not...
We're going to get one more, we think.
But that would be 8 couples.
They've done it before, with Happily Ever After.
We think there's going to be 8, because they usually do surprises with somebody from this season of 90 Day.
I'm and we heavily betting Bilal and Shida or Kara and Guillermo.
I think it's going to be Bilal and Shida.
Me too.
Yeah.
Won't that be a nice extra dimension of like a nice mayonnaise aioli spread of on that shit sandwich?
Don't disparage aioli. Love it so much. Why would you do that? But you can have some on your vacation because we're taking a vacation.
We're taking a vacation
next week.
Not us together.
No.
No, we don't need to see each other for like a year.
That would be wonderful, to be honest. We're out. We're going, and what I out means if your Patreon fucks up, contact Patreon. If Poodle's Instagram gets hacked, I don't care. Don't message me. If you message us in the Facebook group, I'm not looking at it.
Right.
Email Jackie or the head mod. So the Facebook group is still going. But we are out. So this is our last thing we're doing. We're putting these 2 90-day episodes. So these are technically airing during our vacation. But we're out from Monday to Monday. So next week's 90-day fiancé, we're not covering.
Right.
We're just going to let it be, as Mother Poodle said.
Let it be.
We will be dropping because we pre-recorded them early.
Below Deck Med and Badoo.
Below Deck Med and Badoo.
Below Deck Down Under.
Now, big news. 90 Day Fiancé UK is coming out on a week from today, or when we're recording this, on Sunday. We don't know yet if it's going to air in the US or not.
We have reached out. Now, we have reached out 2 different places and we've gotten 2 different answers.
Basically, yes, a social media account associated with Discovery UK told us it is airing in the US.
On Discovery Plus.
Matt Sharp's production company emailed me back and told me it was not airing in the US. So We'll find out.
I wish we knew more. I'm so sorry.
I wish
sorry.
We knew more.
I really apologize.
But we don't.
If some keyboard warrior or detective wants to find out or wants to email someone and find out, we have exhausted what we know.
Because originally, I want to say, originally I think they said it was going to air on the 25th.
They did.
But now it's for sure airing on the 24th.
Yeah.
So on Sunday. So anyway, but we're going to get a wet. Whether it's here or a VPN, we're going to cover it. So we are going to miss it on Sunday, but we are going to go. The only two shows we're going to go back and cover are 90 Day UK. We'll cover that episode, the first episode, and we're going to cover
Love in Paradise.
Because
it's going to go on the free
try to make me not cover that show. It's so good.
The other shows, what we'll do when we come back, you guys, we're not going to go back and cover them, but we will say what did we miss?
Well, what did we miss?
And we'll just hit the highlights. Miss?
That's it.
That for that. So,
you're wearing socks. You never wear socks in your house. You're always barefoot.
I know. I was wearing
a little
chilly. No, I was wearing tennis shoes earlier.
Making sure your feet stay clean for some feet play tonight. Got something planned?
You know, guys are into that for me. It does absolutely nothing for me. Feet play.
It doesn't do anything for me, but they love mine, and I'm like, sure, go ahead.
Don't want to think about that.
I get it. I don't know why, but you want to slide your dick in my toes and fuck my foot? Sure. I don't care. Just get to the money spot later.
It's full of sound and fury signifying nothing for me.
I think I might like foreplay a little more than you, though.
No, I'm fine with it.
I feel like it's 5 minutes and you go, get in there!
No, I'm just saying it's fine for them to enjoy themselves and we can kind of do that. But if it stretches out into 5 to 10 minutes,
I just
then
imagine some
I'm
guy
reading Us Weekly.
That's literally. I imagine some guy like dick slapping your foot, and you're just filing your nails. Going, tell me when you're done, honey. I'll be here, right here.
Chewing gum. I'm gonna be clipping coupons. Can you see me just going with like a scissors, just clipping coupons?
Oh, look!
2-for-1 Kleenex.
The kind with lotion.
Yes.
Anyway, that's what's going on in our world.
Diet Coke is on sale. I told my mother about that.
Thank you all again for supporting us on Summer. Should be fun. We are looking at dates to come travel to a city near you, hopefully in the later fall.
Yeah.
So we will be announcing that. We honestly don't know anything right now. We haven't even started to look.
Yeah.
So
we were going to talk to Kristen today.
Yeah.
I thought.
Oh, we were.
Yeah.
So, no, we said to do it after the break. After the vacation.
Oh, okay.
That's what she said.
I can't remember.
Yeah, we're just talking about shop on the show, y'all. Welcome to us.
Sorry.
Your hair is crazy. Poodle's been driving in L.A. today, and he forgot to think about L.A.
You're well, no. It's
and you
Sunday.
Need to explain this Big Bruce, because people watching the Intimate Portrait are going to...
Oh, this. It looks like isn't I've been, that awful, guys?
It looks like I've been hitting
Doesn't
you.
Doesn't it look awful?
Or I grabbed him and threw him. I did not.
Okay. I know it looks – I bruise easily, and it looks – when I do bruise, it looks like I'm dying.
Or it's timing.
I was using a roller, like a little back roller, and I fell
– Back rolls?
And I fell off of it, and my arm landed on it, and it's got a sharp edge, and it hurt really bad.
It looks like it.
But this part of your arm bruises really bad too, because there's not a lot of area there between the bone.
All right, so, Gray, I'm done with the anatomy. Let's move on.
All right, sure. I'm fine.
The fascia is very.
You started talking about
it. You went into a very detailed description of the muscles on the body.
You asked.
I did ask.
Is there anything else we need to talk about? I just want to say it was we had a really good time on our tour.
Did.
Kind of looking back, we started live shows in November of last year. And
yeah, because we did like two last year, kind of, or one.
LA, you know, one.
We did one, yeah.
And then this year has basically been in every possible bad weather pattern.
Yeah.
Heat, extreme heat or extreme cold.
So if you're wanting an early winter
bomb
in the fall,
cyclones,
don't worry, we're gonna bring it to you. Yep. We're gonna bring it to you.
I think 18 live shows that we've done so far.
I stopped counting after 10. It was just all a blur. I was just taking
I think it's 18. I'll have to go over
we'll have
it
to
again.
Go and count.
And you can still write us and say, come to my city. We're probably not going to come to Kennebunkport, Maine. So when you think about that, think, are there enough people in my metro area to not merit
even, we're not even coming to Portland, Maine. Sorry.
No. The Salt Wife would be first up.
No, we should put that up. We did that on the show, but we haven't put that on our social media.
We made a short film of The Salt Wife that we showed it at our San Diego show.
Sissy Christina edited it exactly as my vision saw when I filmed it, and exactly as your vision saw when you were 8 years old and started to create a Salt Wife in your head. Because it's been brewing that long.
My whole life has been about creating usually female, older female characters for myself.
As a young child, yeah.
Because
that's why you love Mama's Family so much.
Oh my God,
you wanted to be Mama.
I find women over 50 so interesting. I find all their stories, and
I know
I've been obsessed with. That's why I would hang around my aunts and want to hear their stories.
You probably liked the grandmother on Andy Griffith's show, Best of All.
Oh, she wasn't the grandmother. It was Aunt B. It was his like mother who was dead, I'm sure, and probably. I don't know if his mother. I'm sure his mother was dead.
There was a lot of things back in the 70s where someone didn't live with their parents, but they lived with their aunt or uncle.
Yeah.
And they never talked about it. Golly. Riveting. A lot of tragedy.
Riveting.
All right. Let's move on to this, y'all. Okay.
Kobe and Emily.
Emily. They're at the Princess and the Penguin, which I kind of thought was a cute name for a bridal.
The Princess and the Penguin?
And a tux shop.
It's not a bad idea.
It's better than the one that Evelyn and David went to.
Everything tuxedo and everything bridal?
Right next door to one another.
I think it was in the same store. Everything bridal and everything tuxedo! Remember the guitar solo?
Yes, I do.
That would happen because the everything bridal would have a harp theme.
Yeah, it would be the boom, boom,
and
boom, boom, boom.
Everything bridal and everything tuxedo!
Yeah, it's true.
Because it's so gendered! Because a guitar is for a guy.
Guitars are for
a harp
guy,
is for a girl.
Guy.
Like Elizabeth Smart.
It's true.
Or Elizabeth Banks, who played her harp.
When she played her harp. I really feel guilty about keeping this secret from my parents.
No,
and they
you
can
don't.
Tell because there's this vibe. You know, so y'all came at us, not really came at us, but in the comments last week, and you reminded us of something. Because we said, and I still stand by this, it takes two to tango. And Kobe should have, why not just wear a fucking condom?
Mm-hmm.
And because Emily said, well, you told me not to take birth control. And everybody said, y'all said, mostly women, so I can say this, that you felt, remember, Emily showed us who she was in episode one. Emily always
does
what she wants.
Yeah.
If Emily didn't want to have a baby, she wouldn't. And I went, you're right. A part of her wanted this.
She does what she wants.
As soon as her father said, don't get pregnant, a part of her goes, I'm going to get pregnant just to show him.
You're right.
And I think those sissies are right. Yeah, so you've convinced me.
I just don't have words to say how much I loathe her.
It's really horrible how she treats him.
I loathe her treatment of her family. I loathe her entitlement.
She's a bully. She bullies everyone.
I hate the way she goes through life, kind of this hypercritical, kind of pushy, thinking everything should come to her, and she's the ultimate arbiter of truth. That's a very Rodney phrase. Ultimate arbiter of truth.
It's true. It's true. It is.
Ultimate arbiter of truth.
Arbiter of truth.
I started out finding her exhausting and it made me angry. It has developed into this quiet loathing and
I will
just
say, yeah, people, we've been talking about the word controlling a lot because they're throwing, we feel like
she's controlling
it, and I
very
and
much
I
so
said, Bilal is controlling because I think Patrick is not controlling. Emily is controlling.
Y'all, she
orders for Kobe.
She is very controlling. It's a very different
and
way.
It's also a kink for her, though.
It's something,
and I think it's definitely linked to the fact that he's a black man from Africa. There's something there, I think.
I want to say that she would act this way against any guy, but I think because he is not especially from this country, I think maybe a black man, but I think anyone from another country.
That could be true.
I think it's an American thing of, I know better than you because I'm from here. And she would totally...
And I'm going to play upon your perceived ignorance of my country
cause,
to always control you and have the upper hand.
Because in her defense, Ari kind of tried to play that card with
she
Binium.
She did.
But Binium stood up for himself
yeah.
and kind of made his own way, and Ari backed down from that.
She did.
Whereas Temperature, I can't believe I'm using this, but Temperature, when he was talking...
This is called Temperature Check, by the
oh,
way,
yeah.
which is one of the smartest names
it's a good
of
name.
An episode.
It's a good name.
Because he checks Kobe and kind of checks the rest of the family.
Yeah. And then, but Temperature basically tells him, you need to stand up for yourself. Now,
he also says
him,
a lot of other
but
things.
He says a lot of other things that are, as Americans, we see as problematic. And we're going
right.
to talk about this, but I don't want to say problematic. I hate that word. As we see as misogynist.
Yep.
Let's call it what it is. But in his country, this
it's
is
normal.
Not seen as misogynist. So it's how do we
and what I yeah. what I don't get, we're going to talk about this a little bit later, is it seems like it can be only one way or the other way.
One way or the other. I'm going to have another baby. Cuz you're creamy. You're fucking creamy. You're creamy. You're creamy, creamy baby. Have a baby.
He'll have the lasagna.
And I love your lasagna.
And don't you love their lasagna, Kobe? You're going to have their lasagna.
You're going to have their lasagna.
So, but I would say...
Martinelli's. That's the name of the place that they're
oh,
at.
Oh, Martinelli's. Yeah, I thought it was maybe that cider or something.
Yeah, the same name. Yeah.
So, they are... Remember, they're not going to tell anyone before the wedding.
No.
And Kobe is so nervous about this, and he feels that it's disrespectful not to tell the parents. And this is very similar to the same thing we were thinking about Thais and Patrick, where the parents are going to be also mad at Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
That, and so she is... It's also a little bit like someone on our Patreon pointed out this. It's very Chantel Pedro when she made him complicit in her lie.
Yeah.
To her parents.
We were really bothered by that.
And
that's true.
And that's one of the reasons the parents really never forgave Pedro for that.
Yeah.
So that's why this idea of it's her father's. She can tell whatever she wants. Not true. When you're going to have someone who goes through your life, this is the thing. It's, you know, it's Emily's life. No one's defending Emily, though.
The best thing Kobe could do, he'll never do this, is to go behind her back and tell the parents that she's pregnant.
He never will do that.
I wish I could go back in time. There's only two times I wish I could
and
do that in
prevent
my life.
That and prevent
yes.
the sperm from entering her vagina.
The first one
just
is
put a hand in there.
Yes. Well, no, not that. The first one is to go back in time and be with that paparazzi photographer that caught Brad Pitt naked. I'd like to be there for that.
Ooh.
And number two
it
would
wasn't
be
big.
To go back in time. It was still enjoyable.
It was.
It would the number two would be to go back in time and tell Kobe after this. Let's go tell her parents that she's pregnant just to see Emily's head explode. She
but,
would
so
lose her
not
shit.
To kill Hitler, which is everyone's go back in time.
So anyway.
I'm glad you chose Brad Pitt. And though. It's just as long as the priorities are there. Although, butterfly effect thing, you kill Hitler, what else happens? You know, does someone else step up?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Probably not.
But I'll let you sit in that for a little
okay,
bit.
I'm just going to... Still saw Brad Pitt naked, y'all. It's a win. And that was like Fight Club Brad Pitt. Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I did not expect for that.
That was the plot thing.
I'm...
one of the few things, there's two things I'm excited about Happily Ever After. That voice and me being able to do Joby's parents or his mother.
Yep. Uh-oh, the neighbor's doing stuff, y'all. Get ready.
Rebuilding the arc.
Rebuilding the arc. So he says on the Groomsman, his friends Pascal and Sam are coming from Ohio, but he said temperature's already in town. She went, what? And she's
always struggling. We're supposed to be doing weddings tonight.
What? I guess you're going to have a date tonight with your friend, and I'm going to plan our wedding all by myself.
And it is kind of said with a little bit of a laugh, but it is completely full of venom.
Oh.
And it's like, he has one friend. You have an entire town full of enablers.
You have your family.
You would fault him seeing his one friend who's in town.
And it's heartwarming, but it's also so sad that when Kobe goes to Temperature's room and sees him, you can tell that part of him is
emotionally overcome.
Like, it's his friend, but he's also just finally a black man in this sea of fucking white people that he's been sitting with.
Someone who knows your people. These are people who know, this is someone who knows you. None of the people in that house know him.
No, and I'm so glad.
You have the same cultural traditions, the same, yeah.
I'm glad that Temperature brought up a new way for Kobe to think about America, where basically America is not just Salina, Kansas. We have a very large African community of friends that I have in Ohio.
When this was said, this hope bubbled up into me.
But then Emily went, wait a minute.
Because I went, he's going to ask her to move to Columbus. And I can't wait to see her shrivel, because this is a big move for him. She is comfortable around her people. She goes to Ohio, where she doesn't know anyone.
Well, her family enables everything for her and does everything
exactly.
for her.
Exactly. And then as soon as you're out of that Kansas bubble, you get to Columbus and you have to meet everyone, and you can't be a high-riding, terrible bitch all the time.
You're not the queen bee in the town anymore.
Nope.
You know
who's even your gay friend's not there.
Even your gay, but you know who's going to love it more than anyone? Meredith.
Finally, Emily's
finally
gone. Poor Bangs.
That's what I would do, actually. Instead of, I would go back in time and I would have Kobe tell Meredith that she's pregnant, and then Meredith and Kobe go together and tell her parents.
Wow.
God, I want to fuck up their relationship so bad, because she's so terrible.
No, they're going to do that all on their own. trust me. So, anyway,
Temperature's rising. I keep saying thinking every time we say the name.
A warm front's coming in. I don't think that's a... They were really good at all their weather metaphors.
Oh, I wonder who wrote that song. It had to be a queen.
You know who wrote that song?
Who?
Barry Manilow? Paul Schaefer.
Why do I know that name?
Because he's... David Letterman's band leader.
Paul Schaefer, a UNT graduate.
Paul Schaefer wrote It's Raining
Really?
Again.
Y'all, he went to school where we went to school.
Yes.
Look at that.
I don't know. That's a weird detail that stuck in my head.
Really?
And a very gay detail.
That's great.
But yeah, it's temperature's rising, the pressure's getting low, the thief's about to die for the first time, just about happened. Last time in history, it's gonna die raining bad.
I will say,
not the right key, but
I bet he learned that a lot from watching Troy Dungan when he went to school at North Texas, because the weather's always changing and they talk about it. That's probably how he learned. It's true. If you live in Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, you know more about the weather than the normal people in California don't know shit about the weather. They've never heard of barometric pressure in their life.
Conversation embarrasses me.
It's true, though.
It is so tiresome. We have to move on. Remember on old SNL, Dieter from Sprockets would go, your conversation has become tiresome.
It's untiresome.
And we just move on. I'm going to start doing.
Now we dance.
So
Kobe tells, he's like, Emily's wife material, but she is a little controlling. And Temp, that's where Temp goes into just
So he's temp now.
Or temperature. Yeah, it's hard for me to say temperature. But that's where temperature goes into a kind of, I would say, I don't know, his his treatise on American men
and women
yeah. of that basically, well, that's just what happens with Americans, is that women boss around American men all the time. And I want to say, since a lot of women don't have rights over their bodies right now in America,
yeah,
I think there's a few points you might be missing, Temp. Yeah.
And in Ohio basically tried to force a 10-year-old girl to have a pregnancy, have it to bring a rapist baby to term.
Yeah, so that's
maybe
why,
maybe we should pump those brakes. Now it's also
break temp.
Also, he doesn't have, he's been here for a year and a half, so on a lottery visa. So let's give him. He also comes from a very patriarchal African culture,
yep,
where men are in charge and are given the final say.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. Kobe doesn't seem... Kobe's been in this family long enough to be a little more moderate about the way he thinks, but he does...
Also, Kobe has traveled the world.
Right.
As an underwear model.
He does take Temperature's words and saying, you know what? I do need to find my own kind of masculine energy again.
You do feel like Kobe is more, I don't need to be the person charged, but more,
let's
he wants
work
to
together.
Have a say. And right now, he has no say in this relationship.
No, he has, this is complete financial, cultural manipulation on her part.
Yes.
This is, she loves that she can completely order someone around. She has all the power in her disgustingly long, thick tongue.
Basically.
Yeah.
So they, none of
like
much
a giraffe.
Yeah, it's true. Like a giraffe at Arbuckle Wilderness. And so Kobe tells him, he's like, well, she's also pregnant. He goes, oh, Kobe. And so that's basically where he just says, that's where he brings up, you've got to come to Columbus. I think you'll have a much better life that.
And let me bring this up. This idea, you guys, of not, of using a community of people where you come from, using communities of immigration, has been around as long as this country's been around.
Yeah, because Kobe probably looks at, my son's not going to know what it is at all to be African.
But even more than that, this is a way communities of immigration support one another.
Yeah.
It's who you know. You can get a job via someone.
Yes.
Who, so these are ways to get hands up. These
it's
going to
be a lot,
know someone.
Lot harder for Kobe to get to make connections in
Salina, Kansas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because as Temperature says, if you stay living here, you're signing your death warrant.
Well, and I think he was mostly talking about being, especially with a woman.
Yeah.
But living with a woman.
But I mean, like, he sees it as very dire.
But I need, it would be so helpful to Kobe to live somewhere where he knew people who were either African or from Cameroon, and that way you would have a community at least to engage with.
No,
I
don't know what would have happened to us if I didn't move to a place where I found gay community.
Yeah,
because we didn't have that where we lived.
You guys, you have to find your people. If you're somewhere, I know a lot of military families have this. You move somewhere and you're like, fuck, I don't know anybody.
Yeah.
You know, and I would tell you, the great thing about the internet now is you can find your people.
Yeah.
And so especially if you're military, you're moving around all the time.
Yeah.
Go to our Sissy Squad, join our Facebook group. Or that's a great way to find your people. But, you know, look around for groups that people who are like you, like-minded individuals.
They're starting groups within the group. I know San Diego started a subgroup after they met each other at our live show.
They started
a subgroup, a San Diego
honestly,
Sissy subgroup.
It makes me tear up just thinking about it, because that's the only thing I want for people, is not to feel isolated. But I'm isolated by choice, because I don't want to deal with people, but I don't like it when people are alone. I don't want people to feel like they don't have anyone.
But, you know, Kobe's not going to have that, because, y'all, they're going to have another baby, and so they're going to need her family's help again. So they're going to stay in fucking Kansas.
It's almost like it was deliberate. It's almost like she needed another nail in the coffin.
I'm telling you.
Another nail.
Sissy's opened my eyes to
it. Projected out of her uterus.
I'm telling you, she just went, bop. So
I don't know if we've, I don't know if we've seen someone who is not like Bilal style evil, But like, she has her own brand of awfulness.
It's very. It is interesting, though. It's very interesting to me to see.
Get it out.
I think Hazel. A lot of times when people say the word controlling, they think it's got to be from like, you know, a movie of single white female or what's the other one with Julia Roberts that everybody talks about?
Sleeping with the Enemy.
Sleeping with the Enemy. They think it's got to be like that. That's not always. Emily is just as controlling. Let's talk about this dinner at Martinelli's. So they're all sitting there.
Six and a baby, please.
Six and a baby. Lisa says, yeah, we're very excited to meet his friend. She doesn't look happy at all.
She never looks happy.
She hates being on this show. She's done with this. And so Temperature comes in. Temperature comes in hot. Take that to the bank, because he just sits down at dinner and says, well, how is it here? It must, you know, I don't know if Kansas is the place to be. He just starts talking about there's a big community for you
says,
in Ohio.
America's the place to be. It's like, Kansas is not the place to be. And everyone kind of went, and Emily's like, went like this.
Wish your mouth's always over. She's like, what?
Yeah.
And so that's when she orders a lasagna. And he was like, you were ordering for Kobe? And Kobe's like, well, she does that. And so
he's like, then he says, You have to man up, Kobe, basically. Remember, you guys, he's descended from a royal family? And they all go, what? And they all laugh.
They immediately, the only reference they know of, they immediately all thought of Coming to America.
Yeah.
100%.
And then they all probably say, maybe he's the Nigerian prince who sends that needs the email or something that sends this email. So the most nonplussed by all of it is Emily's like, what do you mean? Do we have a castle in Cameroon or something?
She's like, wait, does that mean you have money?
No, you know what she said? It's worse than that. She said,
oh, but she said you have no money and no kingdom.
And no kingdom to rule. And I went, how can you talk to someone you love like that?
How can you talk to someone you love like that? And how can you, this isn't just his lineage. This is your son's lineage.
Yeah.
So you're literally disparaging your child's heritage.
He explains in Cameroon, there are 200 tribes and they all have their chiefs. And he's like, and I don't want to do that. That's my father's thing. He's like, that's just not me.
And he said, I chose my own path.
And so, but everything about it is condescending. Everything about it is...
That's
something to laugh about.
Why wouldn't you tell me?
Because that's why I wouldn't tell you, because look what you just did. You made it a joke.
And also, I would be more interested of, they're all like, I can't believe you didn't tell me this. Well, maybe what's the reason? Like, maybe it wasn't good with him and his family. Like, why jump to...
The next thing is... He starts, Temperature keeps saying, well, remember that in Africa, the man is the head of the family and the man does. And so in other words, as soon as he said that, it was like the turd in the pool had been spotted and Bangs is like, well, that's not going to work here. And it's an interesting way to phrase an argument. However, you can't just say, you have to know the context from both sides they're coming
from.
Which Lisa
kind of said, mom kind of said, there's different sides, because she made a good, she said, but he's not marrying an African woman.
Exactly.
He's marrying an American woman.
Which was a good context to take.
And I actually wrote what David said. I wrote, you can tell the Temperature's not married. You can tell that he's a single man. So there's two parts of this. I want to respect his culture, but I do think also he's a single man with a lot of arrogance about that, espousing what he thinks the way men and women should behave.
And
when
he doesn't
know.
It is going to be harder in America to behave, to think that way about male and female relationships or relationships in general. It's going to be harder to think that way.
Because the culture of the country doesn't support the men.
In some places, you'll be fine.
In some places.
But most of those places, Temperature, you really wouldn't want to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Men are in charge, but black people aren't living there.
Exactly.
So.
That's that Venn diagram.
Yeah, exactly. Nowhere does it fit. Nowhere.
Agree.
So, Kobe, again, kind of goes, you know, I would like to have more of a say. And Temperature's like, and Emily said, she's like, what did she say? I wrote, I hate that men are the boss.
She also says, do you agree with everything? To Kobe, do you agree with everything he's saying?
Oh, and she goes back and says, you know, I hope this doesn't get into Kobe's head because he acted like this before when he told me to fuck off in the barn. And I went, he was not controlling. He was not in charge. You were being a fucking nag. And I'm not talking about the horse.
No.
I'm talking about you. And he rightly told you to shut up.
There has been no time that he has acted. There were two times. When he talked about the boob thing, when he talked about my son, blah, blah, blah. And a couple of things about the birth control thing. Those are all things you can talk about in a calm way without making him feel inferior or anything like that. Taking his culture and taking his ideas and saying, how about this? How about we compromise here?
Mm-hmm.
She's not one for compromise.
Because I think you're right. I don't think Kobe would be caring about this at all if he felt like he had some type of say in the relationship.
Yep. Yep.
He has no voice in this relationship.
That's all I got about those two. We are hurtling towards marriage. There's nothing anybody can do. I guarantee you they're still together. We need to get ready to swallow that big turd at that wedding. And I'm not talking about Emily.
They're not going to be, but if they're unhappily ever after, I will love it.
I'm not sure I'm ready for that.
Oh, I am.
I don't think she's going to ever film again.
As much hate as she's gotten, probably not. Unless they filmed Happily Ever After before this came out, so she didn't know.
There's no way they filmed. I don't know if they can do that.
Yeah, that's true. All right, y'all. The other thing you can be sure of is that we're going to take a commercial, and we'll be right back. Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
All right, Patrick and Thais, let's do it.
One second. Congratulations to Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck.
We just found out they're... I read this morning.
Like... They're how married. Much more excitement can you have for your fourth wedding?
You know, they texted J-Lo's all their friends. Wedding. Like, you know, Matt Damon was like,
dude,
congrats, bud. Or just texted back like an ellipses.
I mean, great. But like, it's just to this point. I'm sure she wanted it. I'm sure she just wanted to do it again. I mean, I'm glad they're happy.
I better turn on Tommy.
But I feel like we all have one big collective. At this
I don't have
point
that.
In 2022,
I don't even care anymore. I don't even have that.
To me, I just go.
Sure.
I mostly because I still think she can do better.
I and she needs to just be with someone.
I mainly just worry because I love Jennifer Garner so much, and I know they have kids together, and I just, what I've heard about J-Lo is that she's a pretty horrible person to be around.
I don't
want the kids to
be never around. Heard that specific.
I've heard she's,
oh really,
I heard she can be difficult? Very difficult. Very,
I bet that I don't think demanding. She's a bad person though.
I should say that, yeah. And I don't want to say difficult because they say women are difficult, right. And that's, but what I've heard is that she's very, she's one of those people on set that only a certain level of people can even speak to her or look at her.
Yeah.
She very much is, I am J-Lo.
She's like, Kara, I'm a lot. I'm a lot to handle. Yeah.
So I think her ego.
Even though I think I'm a lot.
I think she's very talented, but yeah.
Congratulations. It's just the most, everyone is like the most half-hearted. Congrats.
You know that she would be more loved by people if she was in better movies, because writers and things don't want to really succeed in writing. They're just cashing a check. They're like, Aunt J-Lo's in it. She's going to play this.
Yeah.
What was that terrible movie she was with? What's his name?
All of them.
Just gets his nose gets worse and worse. Looks like he breaks it before every movie. Who talks like Luke?
Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Okay, not Wilson. A what's his name? That he is a bona fide celebrity.
It's mean of me to say this, but every time I see Owen
his
Wilson,
nose gets worse and worse before every movie.
Every time I see him, I do a ooh. He just looks not attractive more and more the more I see him.
Okay, I don't have that.
Just looks like people have been throwing a baseball at his face. Bless his heart.
I think he has broken his nose several times.
I think he keeps breaking it in every movie.
We must move on. I'm so sorry I brought it up.
Let's talk about Patrick and Thais.
Yo, she's calling the father. She's calling the father.
Thais!
The father.
You know what I wrote? They came on the screen and I wrote, they're boring.
Well, as I said, the Denver show, they deserve one another.
I mean,
it's fine.
But
next week, it looks like she's leaving.
It looks like she's getting on a plane, going somewhere.
And maybe that plane will explode.
You said,
that's a shitty, sorry.
I don't want that to happen. You said, though, at the beginning, you thought, you know, you reversed track on yourself because you thought they're going to do it.
Yeah.
And it's interesting.
At the beginning, they were the one I did not think
as
would get married.
As the season went on for me, I've kind of thought more and more they are, that she would go home. I think she really is going to go home.
Well, it's because I still think she did have one foot in Brazil and one foot in Texas.
And,
which is a hard thing to balance.
And her father's fucking crazy.
I think it really freaked me out. This is interesting. I think there are two things at work here. I think the dad is extremely critical and extremely judgmental.
If you didn't watch the episode, by the way, y'all, she called her, we should say.
She calls her father. She calls the father.
She calls the father. Her and Patrick do it together. At first, her FaceTime with dad, and they say, we're getting married. Dad does not have a good reaction.
In fact, his face twitches.
I wrote, you see his face twitch.
Yeah. It was weird.
It was weird. They talk for a little bit. Patrick says, to Patrick's credit, he said, do you want to talk to your dad on your own?
Yep.
Or do you want? And she said, let's tell him and then I'll talk to him on own. So Patrick left.
And the only thing the father says is, already? And
they've been together for 2 years.
And they're engaged.
And y'all, 2 years. And remember, he went to see her like 11 times.
Yep.
So they spent a lot of time together.
Here's what's
out of any couple on 90 Day Fiancé, Karen Guillermo.
They do seem to have a foundation for
yes.
it.
Yes.
Here's the thing. Here's my theory on this. She has never been honest with her father about the depth of their relationship.
Agreed.
When the father says, I don't really like that guy, which he says to everyone she dates.
We're not that serious.
Even the Brazilian men she dates.
Yeah.
She tries to keep him away. She says, we're not that serious. It's fine. You'll like him one day. But because of the show and because of the visa, she's finally forced to confront this kind of avoidant relationship she has with her father.
I agree with that.
She is terrified of the father seeing her in anything but a very obedient and to her, and the father looks at her and says, she's my six-year-old girl. She's my six-year-old girl. Or, I remember my daughter at her first communion? That's what I will always see her as.
Which is
fucked up.
It's fucked up. And the reason she's calling Patrick controlling, when Patrick, I don't think, is controlling, is because that's what men are in her
life. Amen.
Her father's controlled her all life, so that you spot it, you got it. But it's with her dad, because it's all
that's strong.
All the shit that the dad ends up saying, well, is Patrick going to do this to you? And I went, I bet you've done this to your own daughter, and probably to other relationships you've been in with women.
I had a real... My heart kind of softened to her for the first time the entire season for me.
It did, because I think her father's horrible.
And
I really was triggered
by
him.
And I just kind of went, oh, you're trying your best to get away, but you can't. This is a really codependent mess you're in.
Yes, yeah, yeah, I saw that too.
And
because Dad said, when people, because she said, Dad, he's a good person. I will show you. He will show you he's a good person. And he said, oh, no, I think his intention is to deceive you. And then he said, people, when they meet, and I think he might have said this about U.S., but he said, they want to conquer everyone. And I went, someone doesn't talk about conquering someone. And I don't think that's a lost in translation thing for me. It seemed, come at me, sissies that speak Portuguese, because maybe it doesn't sound so
colonial.
So colonial, and also just so violent.
Yeah.
And when he said that,
he was trying to scare her.
Yeah, it seemed like he was just trying to scare her.
And meanwhile, John and Patrick are out in the garage, and he's there, and John's finally like, well, she's calling the father.
That's good.
And he's basically...
Now, meanwhile, Patrick, you said, is not the smartest tool in the shed, and I agree, because Patrick still thinks the father likes him. This is kind of like... this is kind of like Ariana and Sherlon. Everyone knows the father doesn't
that dumb
like Patrick.
Bitch. God.
Yeah, poor Ariana and Sherlon on lip.
I need to say he was giving her time with her dad, which I understand. I would have not given her that time. I would have been there with the dad and said and listened, and he speaks Portuguese, and I would have made that time. I know Thais didn't want that, but I would have made that time to say, to really bring that home with the dad, that I love your daughter. I'm not like this.
And also, now we are a front. We are a twosome now.
Exactly.
We're standing together. I think Patrick did it to be nice.
Of course,
saying, eh, you don't know. John, instead of saying you should be by your wife's side, he said, what's he saying about you in there? You need to go find out.
Yeah.
And then Patrick kind of goes,
could I walk you down the aisle and punch you in the face?
What? I didn't think of that, brother.
But later on, you guys, he says, the father says, they pretend to be a good guy, and then they're going to, it's all going to be bad.
Deceive you.
And I will say, phrases like this, getting married is easy, getting divorced is hard. That is the one piece of advice that is just awful. It's just going to wreck. It'd be one thing if this man had done horrible things to Thais. I don't think the father knows anything about her life. I think she has kept father. Sorry, I cannot say that without going, the father. I think she has kept her entire life from him.
I think so too, because I think she's scared of him.
Yeah.
And because the way he said in his voice, leave it all and come back as soon as possible.
And then she says,
he said it like a mafia.
Part of me agrees with my dad.
And I think it's, I don't think a part of her really truly agrees with her dad. I think she's just scared.
I don't know.
Because when Patrick comes back and talks to her, and he comes out of the garage, and he said, what did she say? And she's like, that's where she finally says, yeah, my dad doesn't like you. And you see Patrick go,
what?
And I'm like, oh, now, Patrick.
I don't know why this could not be facilitated earlier with Thais being honest with other men in her life. by saying she's not honest with her father. She's probably not really, really fully honest with other. She could have said
she's not honest. She lives in secrets.
Yeah.
Just period.
And I want to just say, maybe we could get my father. If we could get you and my father together, she could say, my father doesn't like you. But here's the strategy. You speak Portuguese. You spend some time with him. You're talking about they spend time together without her. And I think maybe she'd think her father wouldn't do it.
Maybe.
But I think she's afraid to disturb the status quo. She doesn't want to I think you're right. She's very afraid of her father.
Very afraid of her
father.
And you could see it in her eyes. When he would say things, you could see her reaction. I agree with you. It was the first time I truly felt, no, I felt some empathy for her, but this is where I went, oh, man, yeah. Bless your heart. Like you said, it's such a codependent relationship because Patrick says things that are douchebaggy sometimes and that are jerk, but I'm going to go back and say this again. Patrick has done a lot for her. He's sacrificed a lot for her. He's made a lot of effort for her. Mm-hmm. He's a good guy for the most part.
And yeah, I think they can. I think they could.
The man learned Portuguese for her. That's not an easy language to learn.
I think a lot of their problems can be fixed. Remember, you guys, they're filmed all the time, so you're going to catch some nasty time. Everyone has their fights. The one thing I think not a lot of people will ever forgive him for was throwing money and a credit card at her.
Yeah,
that's going to be he.
That was horrible.
He will definitely have to account for that on the tell-all.
He will. That was disgusting.
And
it's not blamelessness, but
no,
is the word pantheon in the pantheon of 90 Day Fiance men.
Yeah. I don't even say that. I would just say men and relationships in general, you're going to have things said.
I've said things. We've said things that are horrible. We've done things that are horrible, but like we good people make bad mistakes.
Yeah.
This isn't a bad person trying to deceive and control someone. Right.
I think it's also a tendency for us to take scorecards for people.
Yeah.
You know, and say, oh, he's got a mark on his scorecard or she's got a mark on her scorecard.
Yeah, if you're keeping score, then you're not in the relationship fully.
Yeah. Yeah. Unlike a couple we've known long enough, let's see. I think Beanie and Aria on Ari, who they have, both of them have so many examples that we've seen that they're really the wrong people for one another.
Yes.
And they all have their problems, but they are all well-rounded people. We understand who they are. Neither one of these people, to Patrick or Thais, have gotten a ton of screen time. They came in there. They were the last couple we saw, even Muhammad. And
yeah,
then this,
that's true.
So I don't think we really know enough about these two people.
I agree. I agree.
I feel like we know a lot more about Bilal and Shida.
And even Muhammad. Yeah.
Well, to a degree.
And more I of think, Eve, but.
Yeah. But even them, I feel like we know a lot about Emily and Kobe.
We do.
But I think it was obvious who the big pushes were this season. Bilal and Shida, Emily and Kobe, Ari and Beanie.
I'm going to push back with Ari and Beanie because it was a big push at first.
And then nothing.
Now it's not. Really, we're getting a lot of even Muhammad now.
Yeah.
More. But let's talk about Bilal. I'm done with that, I think.
He does say, stay with me. I can't imagine your life without you.
Stay with me. The world is dark and cold. Stay a child, but you can be a child with me.
Is this the world you meant?
This is your daily Stephen Sondheim.
Sorry, we killed him.
Yeah, we did. Patrick says, I know it's hard, but stay with me. I can't imagine my life without you. But she's crying real fucking tears.
This is the first time she's been emotional.
You can see how secretive she is because she's someone who cries. She's holding her face in shame, and she's hunched down. She's so shameful about this. And that's when I... This is the turning point for her. Before they even showed next week, I was watching her crying and went, she's going to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Golly. Shida, take a note from her book, Shida. Run, Shida, run.
So,
20 days to wed.
It's not that... This is Bilal and Shida. It's not that... I think it's not that I don't see Shida as a victim of Bilal, which I do. I think Shida is very savvy.
Oh,
she knows
yes.
exactly how she appears.
I love her
on television. She knows exactly. She has a sixth sense about how to appear on a reality show.
Oh, yeah.
And how to make people follow. She
and she knows how Bilal is going to appear, and he has. No, no idea. Y'all, no I bet idea. He's going to go to that tell-all going, what the fuck?
Well, no, I think he's already realized once on... Because remember, you guys, the tell-all is usually filmed about halfway through the season.
No, but he's going to go to tell-all probably in this state of, I'm going to go to this, and this did not pan out like
it was
I wanted
filmed,
to.
I want to say it was filmed about 2 months ago. Yeah, or maybe... Yeah, about it was it's usually filmed about halfway through the season airing. So maybe a month and a half.
Because then they'll show clips in the show that they haven't seen yet.
Yep.
That they're going to, that we see in the latter part.
So y'all, Shida wants to go get coffee because she needs to talk because her lawyer.
Wait a minute. But I'm working right now. Do I need to stop my work, honey?
The way he said it was, so I need to stop. You know, I guess I was going to
make
money
later.
So we can, quote fingers, talk.
Make money later.
God, I hate him.
And I hate him. I wrote, shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
Shut
your fucking whore mouth.
Shut your... Don't even call him a whore. That's a compliment
for
us.
That's a good thing for us.
It is. Y'all, because Poodle's a whore. I'm a whore. Your mom's a whore. And your dad's a whore,
your
too.
Baby's a whore.
Your dog's a whore.
Sorry, because your baby's sitting there, because your baby's going to fuck one day.
It's going to fuck one day.
Look at your baby and
stop.
Say...
No, 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 we can't do
say,
this. No,
baby,
no, 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 no.
You're going to fuck one day.
No, 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 no. I won't like that. No. No. No, thank you.
You can sing that.
No more
you're
of that drink for you.
You're gonna fuck one day.
No more of that,
baby. You're gonna
I'm gonna stop the camera. I'm just gonna stop the show.
That's the lullaby you can sing to your baby.
So Shida sits down and she said,
"I'm terrible."
She said, "I want to know the contract is fair." We see that she did talk to her.
She talks to her lawyer
and
for
she
Reed.
Asked him. Basically, she said, "What do you think of this?" And he says, this does nothing to protect you at all. And he said, don't, I would not have my client sign it. And so they're sitting there talking and she said, Shida, she's like, you know, I trusted you and I looked out for myself. And she said, you know, I think I thought about love as fairy tale love. And then I came here and that changed. And Bilal said, well, that's not love. That's lust.
That doesn't
exist. No fairy. Partly kind of agree with him here.
Well,
but the way he said it was so like, you're so stupid for thinking that.
Here's the thing. There is a middle ground between Cinderella and ultimate pragmatism.
Yes.
Of let's sign this and we can build a love that we can almost fasten a love out of stone bricks or something.
Yeah.
And we can slowly build it whether each of us wants to or not.
Mm-hmm.
And there is some kind of middle ground. I don't think Bilal. We have brought up you as you know. I know you are. I am very reticent to label someone a sociopath.
Yeah,
he's a sociopath.
No, I don't do it. I don't use the term sociopath and narcissist.
I know.
Unless I see it, and he is both of those things.
It's and what you know, you guys, is because they. They make fun of emotions because they are things that that sociopaths
they don't get.
Wear like clothing.
Yep.
That never really go inside.
Yep.
And they make fun of them because they're seen as weak and not something you need.
Yes.
And so it's so revelatory.
So he's making fun of her version of love.
Yeah. And there's this... And Shida says, this contract 100%
But Shida, I want to say, Shida says... She doesn't even put that fully on him. She says, you know, that's what I've learned about Americans. Americans, you're very business-oriented in the USA. So she basically said, so I want to look at this from the American perspective that you're looking at. And I went,
bing, bing, bong, bing, boom.
Bravo, Shida. You smart girl.
She says, I want to be clear. What I own belongs to me. And she's talking about, I think she's talking about her brand, her yoga brand, and her...
Because she had to leave it behind.
Yeah. This is when I think she's sticking it to him.
Yes.
And this is where I'm thinking it might not go her way, because this is, she is kind of getting him to, she wants him to give her startup capital, but she also wants him to say any of that startup money and whatever happens with that business, he gets none of that. Which is not.
That's
really
what her attorney said,
right,
to tell her, because he's going to think about her best interest.
Yeah, but that is going further than a prenup a lot of times.
Yes, because so, normally they would either. But it's because Bilal takes that, like, wait a minute, we're not building that together. I actually agree with Shida, because remember, y'all, this isn't a prenup. Neighbor's dropping something. It actually shook the floor. But this isn't a prenup where someone is moving. Someone lives in Connecticut and the other person lives in Arizona and they're getting married and they're two. No, she did leave her country,
yep,
and leave everything
behind.
No,
that's
behind.
A good point.
So I don't think we can base this on normal prenups. Bilal doesn't see it that way.
I think I was saying from a general sense.
No, you're
of
saying,
a legal
though, why
prenup.
Not fuck her over, though? Yep. I think she's very valid in what she's saying, and it makes. From someone who did, I'm not a lawyer, but attorney, but I did work at a law office. It makes legal sense.
You made copies of contracts.
I did. I've read a lot. I've read many contracts. I've read several prenups, even though we didn't do that type of law, but we didn't do marital law, but still read them. But Bilal says, so wait a minute. So you're saying, okay, we can do that. But then when I sell house after house and make, if I make millions of dollars, that's, and then he hugs himself and said, that's my money and
yes,
not yours. And I wrote, shut your stupid, stupid mouth, Bilal. God, I hate him.
And
I seriously, if he disappeared and no one found him, she and even their children would be better off.
I really believe this, and it's not fame. And celebrity is the worst thing that can happen to this person.
Well, Oprah said once, and I agree with this, she said that I think fame just puts a magnifying glass on who you already are.
Yep. And I'm telling you this now. If they are together, it's not going to turn out well for her. It might be okay for a while.
Yeah.
It's just so awful. I think he does say, she's like, so will you sign it? He's like, I'll consider it.
I'll consider it.
Ugh.
Pure on, like, y'all, if you read The Sociopath Next Door or just Google, he checks every
I know.
Single
and again,
box.
I am so wary of labeling, because people throw narcissist, sociopath, problematic.
He is both.
All around.
He is both. So. He is both.
I think that's the show for me. Do you have anything
Boy,
else?
We really ended on just the worst one, didn't we? I feel like I just, I'm sorry. I feel like I just took a diarrhea shit on y'all.
You
I'm
did.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I just went.
The chandelier scream.
That's what I just did. God, we should have planned this better. I feel bad for leaving him with this.
Ow, my bruise.
But that's what Matt Sharp is doing to us, y'all. He's just leaving us with this. I did see, I just posted it to our Instagram. I don't know, did you watch the trailer, the new teaser they put out for 90 Day UK?
No. Oh, it.
Oh.
That old woman.
Oh.
With the
You know what I love about it?
There is an actual crone on the show. She's in her 60s.
They're not influencer people. It's real.
I know, it's
people.
Real. No, it's like 90
it's
Day.
It's two like gay bears. One of them is black. One of them's white. And
love
like,
it.
And you
love
see
it.
The one guy saying like, yeah, I don't think I want to marry. Oh, it looks so good.
Love
and
it.
And there's an old British mom who's like,
yeah,
not going to happen. And, oh, God.
No, it's
it's they needed to restart the franchise, and this is the way to do
it. I think this is the way to do it, everybody. So be sure to check that out. We'll be watching and covering it when we come back from Big Kiss Young. That's it. That's all I just looked. I looked at you, and Poodle was rubbing his jaw.
I'm stretching my jaw.
Because he's got to suck a dick later tonight. So we got to go, y'all. All right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because, Poodles, aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
And if you're wanting a lighthearted romp this fall, check out this trailer for Six and a Baby. Coming to all those.
Exclusively on the Hallmark Channel.
And get $2 off your tickets when you buy Kleenex.
Buy Kleenex.
Y'all call us.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.